There's been a steady growth in wineries in Missouri and throughout the United States. Presently in Missouri, we have over 118 wineries. In the last really 7 to 10 years, we've really went from almost 40 wineries up to almost 118 wineries. So it's been exciting to see that growth in Missouri, but not just only in Missouri. We've seen that throughout the Midwest and the United States. Presently, in the United States, there's wineries in all 50 states of the Union. Grapes are grown in 44 states, but we've really seen a jump in the last 10 years nationally, where we went from really about 2,500 wineries to over 7,500 wineries across the United States. And so this whole wine culture has been expanding agritourism for the wine industry in the United States.
Well, are these wineries growing their own grapes? Do they have their own fields, their own arbors, or are they importing grapes?
What's been happening is you see a combination of everything. In Missouri, you've seen a growth in grape growers. Presently, there's 1,700 acres of grapes, wine grapes, being grown. Missouri ranks around 11th or 12th in the nation on grape production. Primarily, 1,700 acres are going just for the wine business. But in the wine industry, Missouri ranks about 8th in the nation. In total gallons, we're about over 1 million gallons of wine sold in the state of Missouri. And so we see wineries investing in their vineyards, but also working with grape growers in the area or in the state to supply them the grapes that they need for their wine production. Also too, because of the growth, we do see some grapes being brought into Missouri, but by and large, a lot of the Missouri wineries want locally grown grapes, these French American hybrid grapes that we raise here in Missouri.
Well, it strikes me when I first heard this number that there must surely be the wine industry equivalent of microbreweries that are behind some of this. Is that right? Would I be right in saying that?
Well, yeah. There's been some growth in the microbrewery industry also, but I think on the wine industry, I think people are excited about venturing out. It's this agritourism, and Missouri gets close to about 1 million people hit Missouri wineries every year. So we get folks to venture out, especially in the fall, early spring, to see our wineries and to visit the wine industry. And so we're part of that agritourism where people are out biking on the Katy Trail or else there crafts and antique stores and golfing and staying in B&B, so that we see this whole agritourism growth. And I think a lot of that has to do since 9/11. We see a lot of folks staying closer to home, where maybe they took that week to go out of state or be gone a week or two. But it's very challenging for folks to where they can at least take that day trip now or that weekend to venture out to Hermann or Augusta or St. Genevieve region and get away for a weekend to golf and B&B. I think that helped a lot of growth for us in Missouri.
Well, can you give me an idea of the range of size of the wineries we have? I think a lot of folks are probably familiar with the big operations over in Hermann, but give me an idea of what some of the newer wineries are producing in terms of barrels or gallons a year, and give me kind of a range.
The wine industry in Missouri, along with pretty much in the U.S., are very small mom-and-pop operations. Most of these are probably 1,000-case to 5,000-case wineries, and so they're very small. And that's what we see throughout, not just in Missouri, but if you venture out to our neighboring states or even into California, you see a lot of smaller wineries. And so a lot of them are boutique wineries. And I think a lot of that is driven by that consumer wanting locally grown, locally produced product.
So are some of these basically hobby wineries?
Well, I think they start out that way. A lot of folks that get into the wine and grape industry have came from been very successful in other businesses, and this is something, a love that they wanted to do, is getting to the wine industry, that they want to grow the grapes and work in the soil, but then also make that wine, the grapes that they grow and make into wine, and then be able to produce that. And so we see a lot of mix of folks coming into the business, but then really excited about being in the wine industry. It's very much a love, and I think it starts out as a hobby, but then it runs into a business. And in the wine industry, the wineries are pretty much, a lot of our wineries are open almost 7 days a week. They may start as they're small because they may have still a part-time job that they're maybe closed during the week and open up on weekends, but slowly it grows that they need to be there throughout the week too, because consumers nowadays with our schedules are out, you know, and they're out 7 days a week. And so people want to venture out when especially when the weather's nice and a nice sunny day, they want to be out there hopefully sipping on a glass of wine overlooking the river or at that vineyard.
Are all of these wineries now then large enough that people can run them as their sole business? I mean, their sole support of their lifestyle?
Well, I think a lot of them would like that. I think they start out, some of them start out small. A lot of times, again, these wineries are started out as the first generation. You know, they may have retired from a job or a position that they're financially able to do this, invest into a winery, and then they're really trying to get it for the second generation. So we're starting to see now, since the regrowth of the rebirth of the Missouri wine industry in the 60s, we're starting to see some of these wineries that had been established now turning over to second generation and eventually getting prepared then even for the third generation. And so it's exciting to see this growth where they are sending the kids off to get degrees in enology and viticulture. And that's what's important there at the University of Missouri or even into other schools on the coast, and to get these degrees to come back and so they can take that winery to the next level where it needs to be at.
Is the industry still pretty much geographically confined, or has the growth of it taken it into other parts of the state that had not seen grapes grown before and wine production?
I think the exciting part for us in Missouri, we've seen a lot of growth in throughout the state of Missouri. We're starting to see, just 5 years ago, growth in the St. Genevieve, Farmington, southeast part of the state. We've seen growth in the last couple of years into the Kansas City, north of Kansas City to St. Joe area, which has been new. Also, too, around southwest Missouri, we're starting seeing some growth of some wineries in south central part of the state. So where 20 years ago was more eastern side of the state has really, in the last 10 years, we see growth throughout the state of Missouri, which is exciting for us.
So we're seeing grapes grown in areas that people had not thought grapes would grow in before.
That's correct. We were starting to see grapes growing. We always kind of thought most grapes were grown south of I-70, and now you're seeing grapes being grown in northern Missouri, parts of northeast Missouri, extreme southwest Missouri, and even parts of southeast Missouri and south central. So you're starting to see it being divided throughout the state. And some of the weather we've been having the last few years has been challenging, and it's probably been a good thing that we've had grapes throughout the state because of certain frost patterns we've had and of course dry conditions the last couple of years.
While I'm thinking of it, the last time you and I talked was back toward the end of summer, and people were just starting to get the crop in, and you suggested I call back later in the year, yeah, which I have missed by a few weeks now to find out how things turned out. How was our grape crop this year in the Enron finally?
It was a little challenging. The vineyards and wineries that had irrigation, the grapes really looked pretty good on most varietals. They came through it really pretty well. Some of the vineyards that did not have irrigation and maybe thinner soils were a little challenged. I guess the positive thing, we did not have any disease pressures because of the dry conditions this year. But harvest was extremely early. It was scattered. We had harvest starting in I think, Bob, mid-July and running through mid-October. And some of them were even done in early September, which primarily harvest for us and most of the industry in the United States starts in August and runs through end of October, early November. So we were about 3 to 4 weeks early on some varietals. But the quality overall looks really pretty good that we had brought in on the reds and some of the white grapes. Again, the ones that had irrigation, the quality look really pretty good. Tonnage is going to be down. We're waiting on the full report from the USDA. We'll have that in late January on what the percentage exactly what we were down from last year. preliminary in August we was looking at from USDA was looking about a 1%, 2% being down from the previous year. But I'm afraid them figures are going to change because the heat stayed with us and the no moisture throughout August, September. And so I think the numbers are going to be down a little more than that.
You mentioned a number earlier that I want to ask you about. You talked about cases of wine being as production. How much wine is in a case?
Mostly 12 bottles is in a case. 750 ml bottles is the standard pack, and 12 bottles to a case.
Okay, 750 ml is about how much in English measure, American measure, pints, gallons, 25, quarts?
25.4 ounces in a bottle.
Okay. So all of this, do you see any slowdown in the growth of the wine industry? Are we going to continue to see our number of vineyards and our number of wineries growing at this rate, do you think?
I think we'll start seeing a slowdown in the next year or two. But you know, I think a lot of folks that have we've seen, just not in Missouri, but a lot of our surrounding states and our states in the Southeast, this is something people want to get into. It's another form of agritourism, and I see it slowing down, but I think you'll still see wineries being added in Missouri. Except we're excited about the 118. I think probably, you know, late next year, hopefully we'll be about 125, and we'll see grape acreage continue to slowly move up. And it's been nice to see that steady growth on wine grapes growth, and also wineries, kind of a steady pace where we don't see one out of kilter, which was always a concern when you see a lot of wineries in one state where they're down on vineyards, or a lot of vineyards and not a lot of wine wineries to buy that product. So,
you know, I'm always kind of surprised though that we have all these wineries, but we, compared to other major crops, you know, corn, beans, this stuff, the number of acres we have in grapes is really pretty small.
A lot of juice comes
out of a small amount of acreage.
That's correct. And I think what we see on grapes is, you know, you see 1,700 acres, and there's probably a farmer that has, you know, 1,700 acres of soybeans sitting out there that he owns, and farms that all by himself. When you talk about fruit crops, especially grapes, it's very, very labor intensive, but also to the cost per acre. A cost of acre of grapes to establish, you're looking at about $5,000 to $15,000 an acre. You're hoping to have them grapes for the next 25-30 years, that peak production through that time frame, but the startup cost is quite alarming, and you're looking at about 5 years before you're in full production of them grapes. So there's a lot of upfront capital and very labor intensive versus some of these more traditional crops.
Well, I keep thinking with this big growth in the industry, number one, what impact is there on competition within the industry now? And second, how do some of these newer wineries market their product? You don't just start something like this and say, well, I'm going to make it and I'm going to sell it. You've got to have a marketing plan or a marketing source of some kind. How's that worked?
Well, that's correct. It's been very challenging, I think, across the nation with U.S. wines, because of there has been a glut of grapes throughout the world really since 2008, and also the economic turndown. We've seen, you know, slower sales of some wines, and very challenging on prices. Prices have been very competitive, so prices have went down and really made wines of value for American consumers. I guess the positive thing on that American consumers have been able to go out and to buy a bottle of wine for $10, which is very nice, very good wine, where a few years ago that wine might have been $20 a bottle. And so they're able to try a lot of New World wines, that being U.S., Australia, South Africa, Chile, Argentina wines that they're very, very good quality. But the challenge has been on the wholesale level. There is a lot of wines out there and competitive price, so to fight for the shelf space. When we talk about agritourism, and a lot of these smaller wineries are very much selling their wines out their front door. They're out there you know, promoting their wines. Folks are coming out and wanting to buy that product from them because it's local, that they had a chance to venture. So you're selling a lot of Aviance with that wine from that Missouri winery.
Well, we've got red wine, we've got white wine. I guess how many different kinds of wine are we producing in Missouri?
Well, there's 13 main varietals of grapes that we grow. And the challenge for us in the Midwest and parts of the East part of the United States, most of the grape varieties we grow are French and American hybrids. So many of the American consumers are more familiar with vinifera variety, vinifera being Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Merlot. In Missouri and parts of the Midwest and parts of the East, because of our extreme weather conditions and cold weather and heat, it's challenging to grow vinifera. So we've over the last 200 years, you've seen a lot of these varietals, French and American hybrids, such as Norton, which is an American grape. It's a red wine. Also, Chardonnays, which is a French hybrid, which is similar to a Chardonnay style. Vignole, which is our version. It's very similar to, in ways, like a Riesling, because it's very fruity and mostly semi-dry to semi-sweet that a lot of wineries produce. So these varietals are a little more grow well in this part of the Midwest and can handle these kind of conditions that we have in the spring and then in the fall with the heat and cold and high humidity. And so a lot of it is educating consumers. We got to educate consumers on our varietals, and so the best spot to do that is at our wineries. People come to our tasting rooms, have a chance to try these wines and experience these wines, and that's probably the best education, because at the grocery store shelf or other retail stores, it's sometimes challenging because people don't know what a Vignole is or Norton. So we got to educate them there at the winery level.
Yeah, I'm not a wine drinker, so I'm all of this is, every time you and I talk, it's an education for me.
Yeah.
Well, is this big enough where we can say that every Missourian lives within 50 miles of a winery?
They're pretty close. It's exciting to see that the wineries are getting in out there. They're not quite in all 114 counties, but we're slowly moving that away. And I think it's exciting to see a vineyard or a winery in a lot of these areas of the state that 10, 15 years ago we did not have. So it's exciting to see that whole agritourism popping up in a lot of these parts of the state that can tie in and really helps local economic development, because these people are going to a winery. Hopefully they're staying at a local B&B in that area and doing other things and keeping that money in that community. And I think that's an important economic tool for all of us in Missouri.
Last question, because it just occurred to me, but mere curiosity invites me to ask you this. Are you seeing grapes and wineries moving in as replacement crops for other things? And I think, for example, of the tobacco industry and our tobacco industry that we have in Missouri, which is pretty small, and as the current trend runs against tobacco, I see more people getting out of that, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But is this culture replacing anything?
It has. I think for specialty crops, I think when you talk about such as tobacco or other fruit crops or small fruit crops, I think the grape industry has replaced or maybe why it's done a lot better in Missouri, because of some of our soils too and our lands. A lot of these lands are challenged to raise traditional crops on, so specialty crops such as grapes kind of lend themselves to. And also too that I think people, this is something they want to be in agriculture. Less than 2% of us involved in production in agriculture now. It's a way to get back in agriculture and do something that they know they grow that grape. It's a local grape. They raise it. They maybe buy a local barrel from local barrel companies here in Missouri, and then they produce this product and it's sold. So it's you really know that product being raised from the land and then raised and processed and then sold as a Missouri product. So I think it's exciting to see that. And I think there's a niche for that, that people want local product and grape and wine. So we see this wine and grape juice being done at these local wineries. I think it's just kind of a unique thing. People want to see that locally grown product.
Well, as usual, Jim, this has been educational. I appreciate all your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it, too. And like I said, anytime. And like I said, hopefully, probably be about the end of January, USDA will be coming out with them figures, and I'll know really how much we're down from last year. Okay. We'll have that kind of report from USDA Ag Statistics.
One of my people wanted me to ask you, as a resident wine expert, what's a good wine to serve at Christmas?
A great wine to serve with Christmas.
Yeah.
If you're doing turkeys and ham, I always like to do kind of a light red. And so we have a number of Missouri wineries that supply what we call light reds, like a Chamberson would be very nice with the turkey. Or also if you're doing a ham, you can also do a light red, but also, too, do a light white, such as maybe they would like a Sauval or a drier style Vignole.